Excuse the news. This is a McGill Daily and CKUT collaboration. In this edition of Excuse the News, the first in a series of interviews about austerity in Quebec. This interview is with the president of AGSEM, which is short for the Association of Graduate Students Employed by McGill.
Well, AGSEM, and we usually say XM, just pronounced phonetically, is a union. It stands for Association of Graduate Students Employed at McGill. We represent basically teaching assistants and invigilators. So, in fact, with the invigilators, a lot of our members aren't necessarily grad students. We're also working on a campaign right now to unionize teaching support staff, basically people who work as graders, markers, note takers, course assistants, various other job titles, as well as undergraduate TAs, because our current accreditation only covers grad student TAs. So that's a campaign we're working on right now, and so we're hoping to expand our membership a little bit there as well.
What is austerity in Quebec?
Well, austerity is a term basically referring to the current climate we're in, where cuts and belt tightening, they like to use that term a lot, belt tightening, sounds nice and responsible, sounds like we're just toughing it out, but in fact, we're structurally cutting the size of the state in order to balance a budget, in order to reduce expenditures, but in a way that's having a real effect in the role that government, that the state services play in day-to-day in people's lives.
How have liberal austerity measures affected AGSEM members?
Well, first of all, and foremost, they affect our members the same way as they do everyone else who lives in Quebec. Our members are parents. Our members get sick. They need health care. Our members pay their hydro bill. Our members depend upon the whole range of public services that the provincial government and municipal governments provide. And these cuts affect them the same way as everyone else when they need these services, with respect to their employment. Our members have been feeling the effects of cuts here at McGill for a while through fewer postings and shorter hours. This has been happening in a lot of departments, in many departments. Members report in some cases that, say, two TAs are doing the same job that was previously done by three or more, and with no increase in hours. So they're expected to do the same amount of work for fewer hours. New round of cuts are suggesting more of the same, and McGill is going to be using these cuts, which they have publicly supported. Let's be clear about that. They want to use those probably as an excuse to block our members' bargaining demands. TAs are in bargaining right now, and that's going to be at the expense of the quality of education that our members provide to students. Budget cuts have also shifted, and here's where I bring in our unionization drive a little bit, because these also pressured a lot of departments to shift from TAs to graders. Graders do similar work, but they're not protected by AGSEM. They do not have a collective agreement and set terms, working conditions in that agreement, no set pay. So this means individuals who might have been previously working as a TA, doing much the same job that I get paid $26.85 an hour to do, might be doing that now as a grader and getting paid $10 an hour or less. Well, probably not less because minimum wage, but.
How is AGSM mobilizing against austerity?
We have a mandate from our members, which was passed at a General Assembly, to have an anti-austerity campaign. We held an event on campus this past term, and we have more planned for winter and spring. This was an event on campus, and we're planning more, as I said. We're also reaching out to other groups in Quebec to try and present a united front against government austerity measures. Our members' bargaining demands also recognize the difficulties that we're facing, you know, because, as I said, we're affected not just as employees but in other fashions as well. So we're going to be asking for things like partial tuition and health insurance waivers in our bargaining right now, intending to compensate for the decreased commitment that the province has right now to social health and economic conditions that residents are faced with, including our members.
You mentioned that AGSEM is collaborating with other unions. Mm-hmm. Could you comment on what they are and what more specific plans do you have with them?
Well, a lot of our plans for this term are in the planning stages, but we are going to be meeting with some other Quebec unions similar to ourselves, represent TA's graduate student employees at the end of the month. We also collaborate with other McGill unions on campus through an inter-union council, so we discuss events, things we might be doing. I can't get into much more detail than that at the moment.
Okay. What is AGSEM's relationship to the Comité Printemps of 2015?
Well, we do have a mandate, once again, from our GA to support anti-austerity organizing, including with groups that are working under the label or the banner of Comité Printemps 2015. We're doing that at McGill and in Quebec more generally. Basically, the structures of Comité Printemps are deliberately open. So we're not a member per se, but we do have members of our union who are involved in various different capacities and part of different committees with that group and our XM members. So we're cooperating, we're involved, but this is not a formal membership because such a thing doesn't apply. Basically, it's a broad-based banner group that is an open structure that is allowing different unions and different groups to participate in an anti-austerity campaign. And we're getting involved in that. There's plenty of plan for it, especially during the spring.
Where do you see the anti-austerity movement going in the upcoming months?
I'm not going to prognosticate as to how things develop, but on our end, and with the groups that we're involved with, we're certainly going to keep on pushing the anti-austerity agenda and working both on campus and a little bit more generally in Montreal and in Quebec. I should probably mention that our affiliate, FINEC, which is part of CSN, respectively, FINEC is the Fédération Nationale des Enseignants et Enseignantes de Québec. It's a teachers' union. Affiliated with various course lecturer unions, CEGEPs, et cetera, are part of FINEC. And CSN is, of course, one of the largest labor organizations in Quebec, the Coalition de Syndicats National. And both are involved in the austerity campaign as well.
There has been strikes in the past against anti-austerity. And why do you think it is the case that the government isn't responding to those measures?
Well, one of the challenges that austerity faces, and once again, I'm not going to predict what's going to happen, but one of the challenges we face is that there's a real willingness on the part of both the government and public opinion to see these constant cuts and austerity as being something inevitable, as being almost a fact of nature, if you will. So we need to make it really clear that alternatives exist to that. And the lack of that appreciation that there are alternatives is what we're working against here and why government thinks it can be unresponsive. Here at McGill, for instance, we want to make it clear that there are alternatives and that we as employers are ready to push back. McGill wants to tell us that they're in dire economic straits all the time, but in fact, in some respects, their finances are more healthy than they like to present. Their own budget projects nearly a $90 million increase in net assets for fiscal year 2015. And what they need to do and what government needs to do more generally is to make a choice between their commitment to that narrative of austerity and their commitment to quality of education. And this is drawn from the McGill budget, which is public. Our members have no special access to them. One thing I will say is that you asked about strikes, and obviously we're embarking right now. So if you're wondering if anyone reading this piece or listening to it is wondering what the possibility of XM going on strike is, what I can say is that our bargaining is ongoing. We're looking to make progress at the bargaining table. But if McGill is not prepared to make the concessions that we're asking for, to ensure that our members can adequately do their jobs, and to keep providing the education that students expect and deserve at McGill, then support for a strike among our members is certainly going to increase. That strike is going to be more likely. So it's up to the people that McGill has bargaining, and it's up to us to make it clear that the things we're looking for in bargaining are reasonable and they're what's needed to provide the service, to provide the education that students are coming to McGill for.
Thank you, Justin Irwin, for joining us today. Justin Irwin, again, is the president of AGSEM.